This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That goes back to year one. 2013, our Dallas affiliate asked me to be part of a series of features they were putting together called Yo Roger Raps, and you hear his voice there, obviously more distinct than mine, but they allowed me to pick the rap, and that was one that I listened to when I was in college. It was the one that we loved at the clubs. I know that sounds funny, but it's old school and it's terrific. And here's my true story about recording that. So if you guys remember Isaac, who was with us going back to, actually, I guess it was 15 then. Let me think. It might have been 15 because Isaac was working with me then, and Isaac and I didn't start working together full-time until 15. So it was either 14 or 15. He was doing some part-time work then. But he was the only other person in the studio with me. And he would, Ryan, don't laugh. He would play a couple lines, and then he would turn his back and he would look the other way. So I didn't have him staring at me when I was trying to do my own version of the rap. But here is what I will tell you, God's honest truth, no music. I did it dry because there was no way I was going to be able to sync up with the music. And so I would listen to a few lines and I would spit them out. And I would listen to a few lines and I would spit them out. And he would record and there was no music while I was doing my version of the, I hesitate to call it rap. I'm using my air quotations. But it was a big hit in Dallas, which is the whole point. Amuses plenty of people, which is also the point. And I have zero problem making a total fool of myself, which is yet another point. I can laugh at myself, self-deprecating in a different way, but I do not have any type of a rap career. Also, some of you are finding me now on social and saying, if you continue in radio, I will keep listening. There's no if, you guys. I'm not retiring. I'm not dying. This is not some clandestine way to tell you that I'm about to fade into the background. Radio is my first love. I've wanted to do radio since I was 16 years old. I have a lot of radio left. Please, please understand. I just need a new challenge. And it's not just about getting married either. My husband has said to me multiple times, whatever you want to do, we will make it work. But I've spent the last 25 years, every single decision I've made is put career first because I could. And I don't want to do that anymore. I waited a long time. I prayed for decades to meet the love of my life and have a husband and a family of my own. And now that God has answered that prayer, I need to make different decisions to honor that and also to put my priorities in a different order. I love radio. This is my calling. It's what I was born to do. In fact, I love radio more than I love sports. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility I could end up doing radio that's not in sports. However, that's not likely to be the case. I've already got different offers from people who want me to jump in part-time. I don't want to say anything on the air yet. I'm not ready to announce that, but I'm not leaving radio. I'm just leaving this show. Maybe it's the end of after hours, depending upon my hours moving forward, but it's not the end of me as a radio host, which is why I did not want to announce it before now, because I believe this would be the reaction. Many people assuming that I'm walking away and I'm done. Hell no. You guys should know me better than that. After all this time, I have worked my arse off to get to this point. I didn't come all this way just to say sayonara. My husband does not want me around if I'm not also doing what I love. It won't take very long before I'll be itchy. We were on our honeymoon. We were gone for 2 weeks. And at the end of that, I started to get itchy where I missed the radio. No, it's a part of me. It's part of who I am. It's not just what I do. And I've poured heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into it. And it will always be my first love. Again, going back to 16 years old, I started telling people what I was going to do for the rest of my life. So this is not the end. It's not the R word. It's not me riding off into the sunset. It's just a change. I need a new professional challenge as well. I'd like to do a different kind of a radio show. And I told the company this, but the company had other ideas. So I'm happy. I'm ready for something new. I'll tell you the truth. When I made the decision and turned down the contract officially, this massive weight slipped right off my shoulders. I'd been carrying it around for a year and a half, wanting to make sure that I picked the right time and made the right choice. And no doubt that I have, because of the peace I've felt since then. And again, I'll let you know as soon as I know what it is that I'll be doing moving forward. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thank you for all of your kind words. I sincerely hope, just as those of you who, there are some of you who followed me from my previous network here, found me again and were really thrilled about it. I hope that you'll do the same when I move to the next spot. And honestly, 12 years on one show in one time slot for one network is nearly unheard of in our business. So I'm proud of what we've done here, but also humbled by your support and your encouragement. Feel like it's an easy pivot to, hey, athletes, pour heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into what they do. And how can we not be happy? Even if you're surprised, how can you not be happy for one Josh Allen, who accepted his first NFL MVP award on Thursday night?
A lot of people to thank. I know I'm going to forget a few, so I apologize in advance. I'd like to thank God, first and foremost, for allowing me to be here today. I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees, Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar, all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it. So you guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too. I'd like to thank the Bills organization, Terry and Kim Pegula, Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott. Thank you guys for drafting me 7.5 years ago. Feels just like yesterday. It really does. And I know this is an individual award and it says most valuable player on it, but I think it's derived from team success and I love my team. D-Doc, thank you for presenting. I really appreciate it. We got such a great locker room in Buffalo, and it takes everybody from the equipment staff to the training room to the strength staff, to Slick Rick in the mailroom to the cafeteria upstairs. Like it truly takes everybody to have team success, and I'm so fortunate to be a part of a great organization. I'd like to thank Joel and LaVon, my parents, who, in my 20 plus years of playing football, going down to Pop Warner, I bet you they've missed maybe 15 games in their entire life. They are so dedicated to supporting me and my favorite teammates, who are my sister, my brother, and my little sister, Nicola, Jason, and McKenna. Thank you guys for all the support, all the time, money, energy wasted growing up, from going from meet to game to practice every day. I love you guys. I know you take a lot of pride in this as well. And last but not least, my fiance, Haley, who you've been my rock. You are my best friend. I would not be standing on the stage if it weren't for you. So with that being said, be good, do good. God bless and go Bills.
How about that? Now, I did not see them. I suppose there's a chance that, no, there's no chance. I don't think he knew ahead of time. They kept everything under wraps. So I don't think Josh knew ahead of time that he was the MVP. So there's no way it would have been on the prompter. And there were enough of the, we'll call them talking tics or language tics, so the ums or the uhs, that it was clearly not scripted. But I was really impressed over the course of a couple of minutes. How long was that, Ryan?
2 minutes exactly.
Two minutes exactly. Really impressed that he managed to include everyone and how gracious he was in mentioning the other candidates. I did not see Lamar. He hugged Jared Goff as he stood up. I saw a couple of the other candidates there as well. Joe Burrow was obviously there. So Saquon accepted Offensive Player of the Year over a video. So he wasn't in the building, but he's there in New Orleans. I thought he was very humble and gracious. His parents were close to weeping. I mean, they were so thrilled. His fiance was also crying. And I love how he built his way up and he thanked not just the owners of the Bills, but his teammates, his coaches, Slick Rick, the mailroom guy. I mean, and if you haven't seen the video that the Bills posted after he won the MVP, please go check it out. It's moving. It's special. It's beautiful. And it is clear that Josh Allen has developed a relationship with the kids at a local children's hospital there in Buffalo area. They love him and they wrote heartfelt notes. They shared messages with him. We're talking about kiddos of all ages who have battled various diseases and illnesses, and Josh has shined light and love into their lives and has meant so much to them and their families. They drew pictures for him. They were wearing special t-shirts and jerseys. It was really neat. It's very moving. So Josh has touched a lot of lives. You may or may not agree that he is this year's MVP. Our friend Mike Sando, who joined us from New Orleans, also a Hall of Fame selector. So he joined us to be able to tell us about the new Hall of Fame selection process. He voted for Lamar, and he said he was surprised, actually, because Josh Allen was not first-team All-Pro, and it very rarely happens that the first-team All-Pro is not also the MVP. But you're splitting hairs. I mean, the two of them had exceptional seasons. If you missed it, Mike explains why he voted for Lamar, but congratulations to Josh. It's an honor that he has earned, and he's poured everything he's had into it. And I love that he's got the great balance with his family and now his fiance as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, the Walter Payton Man of the Year. That's Eric Armstead of the San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers. He used to be with the San Francisco 49ers.
He's with the Jags now.
Right, with the Jacksonville Jaguars. As soon as I said that, I was like, wait a minute, that's not right. But really neat to hear from him after receiving what is probably the second most prestigious award that the NFL hands out.
I don't feel that tonight is about me or our organization. Tonight is about all of you in this room right here and everyone watching at home. We live in a world that constantly tries to divide us, whether that's politically, economically, racially, sexual orientation. We're constantly being divided. But I believe in humanity. I believe that we are all... I believe that we're all more alike than we are different.
Yes.
And I believe that all of us have the power to be the change that we want to see in our society. And no act is too big and no act is too small, but I just encourage you to try to be a blessing in someone else's life and see how that changes your life. Let's define success by a new metric, not by the things that we acquire, but by how many people we positively impact. And this is a night that I'll never forget. And I thank you and I appreciate you and have a good night.
So congratulations to him. It's a coveted award because it's really stiff competition. There's one player nominated from each team, and to be the last man standing is a big deal. This recognizes excellence both on and off the field, so you have to have both components. And he's had a significant positive impact on his community, which I think is really cool. To be voted as the Walter Payton Man of the Year is one. I think that players, it's not just quarterbacks, right? It's not just the best player on the team. It's one that recognizes what you're doing with the rest of your life, too. And, of course, Walter Payton is revered in football circles, and to have his name on the award is also really special. Did you see that Roger Goodell was in the middle of the NFL honors? He was hanging out, maxing and relaxing with Snoop Dogg.
I mean, just, trying to lay low.
Yeah.
Yelled at by the NFLPA.
So it's kind of fun to see them, what's turned into a really neat, entertaining show. I like how they put it right before the Super Bowl because it kind of breaks up the week a little bit. I haven't had the chance to see all of it, so I am looking forward to watching more of it. But some funny moments, to be sure, and a lot of VIPs and presenters from inside and outside football. It's After Hours. Gosh, I've already forgotten the name of the show. Here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll hear from the Hall of Famers coming up because that's really cool, too. But offensive and defensive players of the year may not be MVP, but these come with a whole lot of clout as well.
It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
Gain of 8, first down to go Raiders at the Denver 5. Minshew under center. Minshew with a play fake, rolling to his left. Now floats one too high. It's going to be intercepted at the goal line. Down the west sideline, intercepted. This is past Surtain. Sertan's going to house call it. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown.
Dave Logan on Broncos radio. This was a bit of a surprise too, I think. The fact that Pat Surtain was the defensive player of the year. Myles Garrett, a distant third, has nothing to do with the fact that he requested a trade out of Cleveland. But yeah, I think a lot of people, the reaction on social anyway, was one that I think caught people off guard a little bit. But what a cool moment for the Broncos. And remember, they are back in the playoffs, or were back in the playoffs for the first time since they won Super Bowl 50.
First and foremost, I want to give all the praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be in this position, first off. Secondly, I'd like to thank my family, mom, pops, for setting the blueprint, turning a young man to a grown man. I want to thank y'all. I'd also like to thank the Broncos organization for believing in me, for trusting in me, for allowing me to grow. And being the player that I am today. And lastly, I'd like to thank my teammates for, helping me reach my full potential and being the best person I could be, man. So thank y'all. Have a blessed one.
Really neat. Really cool. We heard from Saquon Barkley earlier. He obviously wasn't there because they've got a curfew and he's got to be with his team to get ready for the upcoming Super Bowl. But I just love his story. What a dream season for Saquon, and now has a chance to play in a Super Bowl for the first time. If you didn't hear, he's now engaged. He actually said he was more nervous proposing to his longtime girlfriend than he is when he steps up to play in a big game. So, man, what a year for him. It's amazing. Congratulations to all of the winners. Jared Verse, I think the only one we haven't heard from, the defensive rookie of the year to go along with Jaden Daniels. So we'll make sure we get to that. And the Hall of Famers, only 4 of them. That's it. The process has changed. It's much more selective and exclusive, and that's what the Hall wanted, but only 4. I wonder if that's what the Hall wanted. You'll hear from them coming up. 855-212-4227. A surprise conversation with 2-time World Series champion Johnny Damon at the top of the hour. And then we'll do a little bit on the Super Bowl. Fine. Coming up before the end of the show as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Second and goal now. Rivers in the shotgun, empty set. Gates inside on the right. Again, looking for Gates. Going to the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers! And Antonio Gates. Get that ball to Canton and grab Antonio's gold jacket while you're there. His 112th touchdown reception, the most ever by a tight end in NFL history.
Sizen's fake is a good one. His pass is not. It's picked off by Eric Allen. Allen still spinning, still finding room, and Allen comes out of the pack. Eric Allen still on his feet. Eric Allen at the 40. Allen is going to go all the way. Eric Allen steps into the end zone, and the Eagles are ahead from 94 yards away.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Wow, that's cool. An older highlight there for Eric Allen on TV. We're not even sure which one, so forgive us. It's either Fox or CBS. And before that, Antonio Gates, man, he was the best for a long time, formidable at the tight end position on the Chargers radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Only four that are part of this 2025 Hall of Fame class. That does not include Adam Vinatieri, which blows me away. I thought he was a sure thing if there ever was one for the Hall of Fame, even though he is a kicker. I also thought that we would see Luke Kuechly get in on the first ballot. Eli Manning, I wasn't sure, would be a first ballot guy. I thought probably not, though these guys all have other opportunities still to come. So a brand new selection process. If you are wondering why, how, what's changed, well, it's supposed to be more exclusive now, thanks Deion Sanders. I talk about all of that with Mike Sando, who's a Hall of Fame selector. We had him on the show from New Orleans, like immediately on the heels of the announcements. That was in our first hour. So if you missed it, it's part of our podcast. But it is designed to be more exclusive now. This is the fewest number that could ever get in on any given year. Only four. But he told me he was surprised that we only ended up with four. And there are a lot of things that are kept secret, even from the selectors. For instance, they don't know how much of a percentage of the vote was given to each of the winners. Even though they say it has to be 80%, it doesn't actually have to be. Isn't that crazy? I'm telling you, you need to get the conversation with Mike from the podcast because it explains a lot. So smallest class in 20 years, going back to 2005 when it was Dan Marino, Steve Young, Benny Friedman, and Fritz Pollard. So now it's a different group. Jared Allen, he actually says that Hall of Fame was never the goal. And maybe that's true, but man, once you're in, you join an elite company.
The gold jacket is such a tremendous honor. It really is, right? Mm-hmm. The process can be frustrating. But I didn't play the game for the gold jacket. So my goals were never to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I figured if I played the game, you know, because I played for the respect of my peers and the respect of those who played before me.
Yeah, so good stuff. Do I need to credit? Where did that come from? NFL Network?
Vikings Entertainment Network.
Oh, Vikings Entertainment Network. Very cool. So yes, kind of running through these randomly, but he played a dozen years with the Vikings and with the Chiefs, and his number of career sacks, 136, is still 12th all time. Now, it just goes back to the early 80s when stats were official for sacks, but he also has an NFL record. This is kind of random. Four safeties. I like that. So 10 of the 11 guys on the sack list are in front of him. 10 of the 11 guys in front of him on the sack list are in the Hall of Fame is what I meant to say. I was reading something else while I was talking. Terrell Suggs, he was a finalist. He did not get in this year, but he's also on the list ahead of Jared. Okay, so then Eric Allen, his reaction to finding out.
Yeah! What's up, my boy? How you doing, man?
I'm great, man.
Oh, this is awesome, man.
This is excellent.
What a moment, man.
Well,
what a moment.
On. Well, again, let me be the first to welcome you to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, class of 2025.
With the one guy, my guy, man.
There you go, man.
I love those, even though you can't see it. Now, I would encourage you to go and look at the videos. They're on the Football Hall of Fame Twix account. Let's see if I can find it. We'll find it. But Ryan, maybe you can share it from our show account just because they're so emotional and they're so cool. But just hearing his reaction is awesome. 54 career interceptions, 21st all time. And most of the people who are ahead of him on the list are already in the Hall of Fame. We know he played for the Eagles, the Saints, the Raiders. He had multiple pick sixes, returned for touchdowns. He was a 6-time Pro Bowler. And the idea that you have to wait, I think, always appeals to me more when it comes to Hall of Famers. Not that it doesn't mean the same. In fact, I believe many cases, if you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, you're automatically assumed to be even better than the others who are in the Hall. And maybe there's some validity to that. But I think there's also something special about waiting and wondering, being disappointed, but continuing to hope. That story also appeals to me as well. 19 years he's been eligible. 19 years. Just think about waiting for some type of honor like this, but 19 years of annual disappointment, not getting in. And finally, having that knock on your door. That's all the emotion. It's the release and it's the relief. I am so happy for him. He said, rarely does life play out like you want it to. There is always some curves and bends, but time always reveals the truth. How about that? The truth eventually comes out. The reaction itself speaks volumes. Now, Sterling Sharp is another guy that had to wait. And remember, his brother is in the Hall of Fame, and so there was always a connection there, and his brother campaigning for him.
I didn't know how to feel. It's not like Christmas. You know, Christmas, you have an expectation of I'm going to get a bike or I'm going to get a skateboard or I'm going to get something. There was no expectation. So the feeling that I got, I really can't explain because I never thought I'd be here. I never wanted to be here. I just wanted to play, man. I just love playing football.
Sterling Sharp, congratulations. His brother Shannon, of course, a Hall of Famer. And I've seen some of the clips that were thrown up on social going back to Shannon's induction in which his brother was there. He thanked his brother. He said, you know, how many other Hall of Famers can say definitively, I'm not even the best player in my own family. And so he always looked up to his brother and has campaigned for him to get in. Well, and here was the challenging thing about Sterling. He only played 7 years because he had a severe neck injury that cut his career short. And he spent his entire time with the Green Bay Packers. And while he was there, led the league in receptions 3 times. Also led the NFL in receiving yards once and touchdowns twice. So he was a prolific receiver. I loved watching him play. That was kind of when I was just getting into the NFL. And I think it's so cool that the family stories, 2 of them in from 1 family, and likely to have a couple of Watts in as well. It may not be a first, but it always appeals to me as someone who loves my brothers and would care far more about my siblings having success than me personally. All right, one more. Antonio Gates. He wants the Chargers fans to feel the love.
Yo, this is Antonio Gates. I just want to say what's up to all my Chargers fans, Charger Nations. I'm a 2025 Hall of Fame. I can't thank you enough about your support over the years. And I'm telling you what, I'm so happy. I'm so grateful to be a part of the Chargers organization. So see you soon. Bolt up.
You know what's really cool about Antonio? Some people forget he was an undrafted rookie in 2003 with the San Diego Chargers. He was not drafted, from undrafted to Hall of Fame. That's also a unique path. Great basketball player in his time. He was a star at Kent State, made it to an Elite Eight, but better known for his football. It's incredible. Finished his career with 955 catches, 4th in league history for a tight end, and the most receiving touchdowns for a tight end. Of course, Travis Kelce assaulting the record books now, but congratulations to Antonio Gates. He was a load. As a Broncos fan growing back to age 13, yeah, Gates did a lot of damage in that AFC West or in that rivalry. So congratulations to all of them. But again, if you haven't heard about the new specifics of the process, it's a little convoluted. The Hall wants it to be more exclusive. Yes, Deion Sanders might have played a role in that, but did they expect only four guys would get in? Could they potentially change it again? We'll find out. But Mike Sando kind of takes us behind the curtain to understand both the positives and the negatives of this new process. At A-Law Radio is where you can find me online. Also on our Facebook page. Top of the hour. Oh, yeah. Johnny Damon. Uh-huh. Weird for Super Bowl week, but you're not going to want to miss this conversation. He's so candid. He's open. He's frank. He's funny as well. Naked pull-ups might have come up. I did not bring it up. That was Johnny Damon. So, a two-time World Series winner. I guess he's not worried about what anybody thinks, and he never was. Here's our latest sports update.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
First down play. Mahomes keeps it on an RPO at the 5. Gets a lead block. He goes into the end zone near side. Touchdown, Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, a 16-yard run. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
The Chiefs and Eagles. And we have you covered on After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It's football season for one more weekend. Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're not on the road this week. Decided not to go to New Orleans. However, we've had a great variety when it comes to our guest list, from Ron Rivera to Vernon Davis, the Super Bowl champion tight end going back now 9 years ago with the Denver Broncos. It's been really cool to talk to members of the media, but also former players and coaches, and Adrian Smith, who has won multiple titles with the Boston Renegades and was in New Orleans as part of her new business venture, Blitz Champs, a card game for kids to teach them football. And still to come, one more. I didn't expect this, but he was offered to us because he has a new passion now. Johnny Damon, who actually made his Major League Baseball debut 30 years ago in 1995. Wow. It's crazy, but it's awesome. And he started his career in Kansas City. So I know our New England and New York audience will enjoy that conversation just after the top of the hour. You can find me online at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I feel like at this point, I could probably tell you what the Eagles and the Chiefs coaches and quarterbacks are saying. But there are some fun elements that I'm excited to watch play out on the field come Sunday. Like, for instance, we keep hearing about Steve Spagnuolo and these blitzes. He's the mad scientist of the blitzes. So on that offensive line, in the trenches for the Eagles, it becomes paramount that they can recognize them, they can communicate, and obviously can block for their quarterback and their running back. Lane Johnson weighing in on this big challenge.
There are some tell signs, but I feel like they do a good job of really disguising it. They do everything, and they make it look vanilla. They make it all look the same. So, but for us, if there's any change in alignments or anything, that can help.
Remember that very last blitz that the Chiefs executed, orchestrated and executed against Josh Allen, now your NFL MVP, at the end of the AFC Championship, and to recognize, to see that the Bills had no idea what was coming. The disguise. So I say recognize, which is kind of funny. They didn't know what was coming. Spagnuolo has become a master at that. And what we heard from Chiefs insider Matt Derrick, and this goes back Wednesday night from New Orleans. The same way that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are willing to try anything in practice is what Spagnuolo does with his defense. They'll go out there and they'll try anything when they have the opportunity to practice. It's one reason. Now, it's a culmination of a season, of course, and Reed and Mahomes and Kelce and some of the O linemen, they've been together for a while. But one of the reasons why people will point to Andy Reed and his record when he has either a bye or 2 weeks to prepare, because they will dial up some stuff they haven't used all year. They'll dig down deep in that playbook. And what we heard from Matt is that Steve Spagnuolo and his defense, because of the veterans he has, they'll do some of the same stuff, right? They'll dig down deep and pull out some wrinkles or some elements that people haven't seen before. So from Andy Reid, I guess they're getting close to being ready for Sunday.
We're just going back through and trying to polish things up here this week. Still working hard, but working to polish things up from last week. And it'll be a normal late season.
Normal.
Thursday today.
Yeah, I think guys are ready to go. I mean, obviously, it's a lot of buildup until the Super Bowl, and a lot of guys have done it before. But you continue to detail the details. You continue to work hard, and all this buildup, it makes you ready to go on Super Bowl Sunday.
You continue to detail the details. Now, see, if I said that, it would sound completely lame. But when he says it, of course, it sounds totally perfectly normal. Detail the details. Do you think he meant that? I think he did. It's like detailing your car. You detail it, but you're detailing the details. You're polishing up on the details.
I think,
right?
His brain is just fried from this week.
It better not be. He's still got a game to play in.
Well, a game, it's separate. He goes into game mode, but talking to the media, he can work around any question at this point. It's the same thing.
It might be on cruise control.
Yes, 100%.
You've got sound bites you spit out.
Yep.
I think the goal is to not make headlines.
Yeah, because the more headlines, the more distractions you bring.
Mm-hmm. This is what I've heard from people for years who've navigated Radio Row, who've been there before, is that the number of obligations, the number of media requests, now you can try to limit those, but there are some that the NFL mandates that you have to be part of. And so I can imagine at this point, he's exhausted at having to sit there in front of a microphone again, but it's a privilege, right? So what does Boomer Esiason tell us all the time? He tells me all the time, but it's one of his lines that he used to use on radio and TV as well. Pressure is a privilege. So the fact that he's in the middle of the fray and he's one of only two quarterbacks who anyone wants to hear from right now, well, maybe not anyone, but only two left standing, well, that's a privilege. And so I suppose anytime you're annoyed at having to answer questions, you think, well, it could be worse. I could be on the golf course, because that's where one reporter caught up with Aaron Rodgers a couple of days ago. No one really cares what Aaron Rodgers is doing right now. See what I'm saying? A lot of quarterbacks would change places with Mahomes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I actually don't know why Alex Smith came up, but I like that someone asked Pat about Alex, because remember, he was the Chiefs starting quarterback. Not only was he a number one overall pick going back years ago, right? So he was chosen by San Francisco. That was the same draft that Aaron Rodgers dropped all the way to, was it 24? Five? Don't quote me on that. Somewhere between 23 and 25, 24, somewhere in there. Anyway, Alex Smith was the number one overall pick. He ended up in Kansas City after San Francisco, and he played. He was the starter for the first year that Mahomes was on the roster. So when Mahomes was a rookie, he didn't start until the very last game of the regular season. And at that point, you may remember, I remember this vividly, Minneapolis Super Bowl. I'm taking a nap. It's the first night of us being there on Radio Row, which is at the Mall of America. I'm at my Airbnb. I've done my interviews. I'm going to grab a couple hours of a nap. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to head to the radio station and do the show downtown. I wake up. My phone is blown up because Alex Smith got traded to Washington. And so it happened. They did it even like during Super Bowl week, even before we got to free agency, anything like that, because once they had handed the reins to Mahomes, they knew they could let Alex Smith go somewhere else. Anyway, Mahomes did play with Alex and was in that quarterback room with him for a year.
More than anything, it's just he taught me so much about being a pro, and I know that sounds so simple, but whenever you're coming out of college and you're still 21 years old and you've been going to college classes to be all football all the time, and it's a profession, not a hobby, not something you do for fun, you have to learn.
I like that. I think that as much as he's a superstar and he transcends his sport and people flock to see him play, we've heard from people he's also very down to earth. He's a son. He's a dad. He's a husband. He has a steakhouse with Travis Kelce. He's personable. He's affable. He's funny. Just really down to earth is what people say about him. And I love that he also respects not just the game, Andy Reid, and others who've gone before him too. People kid me sometimes because I rave about Mahomes. I'm not sure you could have a better ambassador of the NFL. I mean, seriously, give me one. In the wake of the void left by all of these other quarterbacks retiring and leaving the game, think about the number of Hall of Famers that we've seen walk away in the last 10 years. Peyton Manning was 9 years ago after Super Bowl 50, followed by, and not in any particular order, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers. Who else am I missing?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, thank you. Oh my gosh, Drew Brees. I mean, we're talking about a class of quarterbacks, Eli Manning, that's also likely to get into the Hall of Fame, that set the tone for the NFL for so many years. Almost my entire career, and I was covering those guys. Well, Mahomes made it an easy transition to the next group of QBs, and it's pretty crazy. I'm going to have to look up his birthday because I don't know exactly when his birthday is, but to be able to transition to the next big superstar, you want to talk about golden for the NFL to not have this big void. He's not even 30 years old yet. As long as he stays healthy, we're going to have him around like Josh Allen, like Lamar Jackson, now Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. And the average age of the starting quarterback in the NFL continues to dip. It's now below 27, if you can believe it. By the way, he's not currently a starting quarterback in the NFL, but Jameis Winston might be one of the biggest stars, creating the most buzz on Radio Row. We'll see if we can bring back some of his stuff. He was riding around New Orleans on a bike, driving people around New Orleans, singing to them as he went, because, yeah, he's a unique dude. Johnny Damon on the show next. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.